I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday. Okay, back for wackies.
How many do you have?
I have one wacky story and some listener stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should I do one or two? I have two. I have a short, my first one's short.
Yeah, start with that one. Let's see what we...
This is a doozy.
Good.
An ER doctor in a hospital in the south of the Canary Island of Tenerife could not believe what he was seeing when he went to attend to a British woman who was complaining of strong pains in her genital area. He went to examine her. He found a foreign object in her vagina. It was a dead turtle. How the fuck?
I thought you were...
How the fuck do you not feel this? I feel like I speak for every woman in saying we put a tampon in weird and it's like super uncomfortable and you have to take it out.
Okay, why a turtle? Why is it up there? She put it up there.
A dead Chinese pond turtle to be exact. Oh my God. So the doctor calls police and he's like, this is very strange.
Is this illegal?
Something.
They're like, it's weird, but it's not illegal.
Is it? I mean, is that not animal cruelty?
Was it a lot? I mean, I'm assuming it. What? Oh my God. Listen, I have so many questions.
Max's dad.
That's awful.
Max's dad is an attorney. Well, he used to. Well, I mean, he's a judge now. But he had a case one time where this guy was arrested because he licked his dog's private parts, and somebody saw him, and it was like bestiality.
Yeah.
So I feel like this could, is this borderline bestiality?
I mean, it died.
So the police come, and they take a statement from the 26-year-old woman, and she said she'd gone out partying in the area of Fana Bay Beach, but couldn't recall what else happened that night. So the theory is the turtle was either inserted by her or someone else. It's impossible that it crawled up there on its own.
No, it doesn't willingly crawl up there.
I mean, this is great detective work on this police department.
Good job.
But I'm like,
they've narrowed it down.
How are you even walking? How are you walking? There is a turtle in your vagina. The whole shell, the turtle. So the woman chose not to file a complaint.
Huh?
And is not confirmed whether or not she has been the victim of sexual assault. Police suspect this may have been the case.
Oh my God.
Analysis of the dead turtle revealed that it is a freshwater turtle, usually sold by pet shops. And this one was a baby, but they can grow up to 18 centimeters, which is about twice the length of a credit card. Police closed the case, but there is an investigation open for the hospital after a photo of the turtle began to circulate on WhatsApp.
How big is it?
It's been published. Google it right now. Turtle in the vagina.
Oh, God.
I looked it up like any good reporter does, and ew, no. No, 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 no. Have you ever picked up a turtle, like a box turtle? It has spiky feet. Her whole inside of her biscuit would be scratched up.
They basically have little claws.
Yes, they are scratchy. You've heard them in a box, like scratching. I don't want a turtle scratching around in my tutu. I'm just saying.
Ugh, turtles. Ugh, this is, I mean, it is pretty small, but it's you would feel it up there. I would have, I mean, I guess she did go to the ER. She had pain. She was feeling it.
Well, you have a turtle in your hoo-ha.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. Shell and all, whole thing. I don't know if its legs were inside. It didn't say. Like, you know, it was in its shell and like she just, like the shell was in her monkey? I don't know. Everybody drink for every synonym I've used for vagina during this episode.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Turtle in the tutu. You heard it here, folks.
That's awful and hilarious. I hope she was not sexually assaulted, but...
And they put a turtle? You just pick a turtle up.
Yeah, I don't know.
It had to be lubed up. You can't just go and dry. Not even a turtle.
Not even a turtle.
Nope.
Wow. Well, how do I follow that?
You just can't.
Okay, moving on to a lesser crazy one. According to Law and Crime, a Florida woman went hog wild when she broke into her ex-boyfriend's house and started destroying various items and dumped pickled pork all over his couch.
Ugh.
There was a picture of it, too. It happened at a home on 25th Street around 8:15 p.m., March 1st in Lehigh Acres, Florida. A Lee County Sheriff's deputy responding to the break-in rolled up in his cruiser to see a man and a woman arguing in a driveway. When the deputy got out with his body cam rolling, a woman later identified as 22-year-old Akiva Nakai Reddick chucked a 2-liter bottle of Sprite in the direction of her ex-boyfriend. The deputy asked what was going on. "First of all, she broke into my house, sir," the boyfriend told the deputy. "I did not break into your house," she fired back. Deputy said she used a hidden spare key to enter her ex's house without permission, which you can't do. Then she proceeded to throw and break items around the house and took a jar of pickled pork, opened it up, and dumped it on the couch.
Like, is this like a hoof? Like pig's feet?
They didn't look like feet. They almost look like
ears,
hot dogs or something based on the picture. I don't know. They were long and red like hot
dogs. Not a barrette.
I don't eat pickled meat, so I don't know what it was. Oh, I couldn't tell. She was arrested on charges of domestic violence, battery, criminal mischief, damage to property less than $200, and burglary of a dwelling. They took her to jail, and she has since posted a $7,250 bond and has a court date scheduled for April 1st. What's the worst thing you've done to
Girl,
an ex?
Oh, God, you scared me. Like, this is not that kind of podcast.
Oh, hilarious.
Worst thing I've done to an ex?
Pickled pork, none of that. You don't have to answer.
I'm not a vindictive person. As much as I like to play like I am on the podcast, I'm really not. Like, when I'm done, and I just don't. Mm-hmm. It's not worth my energy, honestly. Yeah. I part of me wishes I could be, like, more... I'll get you and your little dog, too.
I'm a petty Betty. Maybe put pickled pork on someone's couch.
I'm just like, okay, you need to never exist anymore. So. Oh,
gosh. Yeah, I don't know.
I have a more serious one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's sad.
Oh, man, we should have ended on the turtle in the vagina.
Sad-ish.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's fucking sad. There's no ish. Okay. Stephanie Smith, she's on a flight headed for Charlotte, North Carolina. When she suffered a medical emergency and passed away, sadly. She was on a flight from the Dominican Republic. Her friend Maria said that they had gone on a couple's trip at the end of February. They were there to celebrate a birthday. She says, "We had a great time. Then on the way home, something tragic happened. Stephanie and her boyfriend left Punta Cana to catch their connecting flight in Charlotte. When the 41-year-old woman was headed to the Indianapolis airport, when her boyfriend realized something was terribly wrong, he looked over at her and her eyes were rolled back in her head. She began to convulse. A flight attendant tried to help and administered CPR, but it did not save her, and the plane had to make an emergency medical diversion and land in Turks and Caicos. She was pronounced dead at the hospital there, and her body is still in Turks and Caicos, while her family's waiting for an autopsy. It's been clearly over 2 weeks now. They want answers, they want her body back, and they want her home," said her brother. But it could take a while for her to come back home because the process in other countries is very confusing. It's just maybe having a better understanding of what it takes to get all of that done quicker. And I think for a lot of people, it's just all of the unknowns, he said. According to the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs, options for transporting a deceased person home depends on local law practices in the foreign country. It also could require documents such as a consular mortuary certificate, a local death certificate, an affidavit from a local funeral director, and a transit permit. Despite the sudden death of a seemingly healthy mother of two teenagers, her family doesn't suspect any foul play. She was someone who was very caring and cared about other people. She put herself above everybody else, and we all knew that. So two teenagers at home. It's terribly awful. And they don't have their mother's body.
Yeah.
I have a friend whose grandmother passed away when they were on vacation in Mexico, and they had to wait months to get her back to the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
International laws are so strict when it comes That's to that awful. Stuff. Did you know that it costs between $600 and $3,000 to ship within the U.S., just in the United States?
Man.
Southwest has a cargo compartment, or what they call a corpse cupboard. And if you die during a flight, that's where they put you.
Oof.
They put you in a body bag to keep any odor or bodily fluid from leaking out. And sometimes they pack dry ice around you to keep you cool. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
These corpse cupboards are right beside the bathrooms on airplanes.
I'm going to look next time for
yes.
sure. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So if you die.
Corpse cupboards.
Yes. If you die somewhere else, That's like international, it's between $2,000 and $6,000 that you have to pay for to get that body shipped back to the U.S. What if you don't have that money?
I know. Yeah. What happens? What happens then?
I never thought about like what happens if somebody dies on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
They just literally put you in a bag and put you in a cupboard.
Well, it's like on cruises, they have a tiny little
I guess I never thought about it.
Spot in their area for bodies.
Nuts.
Like a little morgue.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Sorry. You have a listener story. Maybe this will.
Yeah, I have a couple based on the Airbnb story you covered.
Oh.
Let me find it. It's under my screenshots. Okay. So, Shelley, who also loves to DM us and talk about Love is Blind, which is amazing.
Well, let me tell you, let me stop you right there.
You tried to watch it.
It's not on yet.
And they said that she messaged saying, oh my God, it's not on yet.
No.
Nope. So she said, I have a wacky. So my sister has a few rental properties at a beach. I'm not going to give a ton of info, probably smart, but it's about 4 hours from our hometown. My sister lives there now. She currently has a girl, in all caps, that we all know, renting one of her condos. Usually once every 6 weeks, she has a male overnight visitor that usually comes 3 to 4 nights of the week and spends the night.
Yeah, he does.
Well, she claims to my sister and in her Facebook post that she's going for some much-needed alone time. Remember, they all know this girl. Her husband is a pastor.
What?
That, again, we all know. And he has no clue.
The scandal.
The scandal.
She's in it now.
Oh, God. She said she's about to just unfriend her and block her from the condo rental page.
No.
But man, part of me wants to tell her husband. Cheaters make me so mad. There's a Ring camera at the door, so she has to know that my sister sees who's coming and going. Do you think she knows, or do you think she just
She's so horny,
doesn't care. Oh, my God. And not a pastor. And friends. Oh, messy.
So messy, but don't unfriend her. We need a follow-up.
Oh, God, that's awful. But
that is terrible.
And then we have another one from Ruthie. Last year, I rented an Airbnb in another city so my whole family could meet us while we traveled for summer baseball. All of the renters' reviews were perfect. Not one bad review on their page. And she said, at this point, I didn't see the red flags in front of me. Since lawyers got involved, I can't oh my God. I didn't read the rest of this. Since lawyers got involved, I can't say anything about our experience, but I will never rent an Airbnb ever again. Well, now I'm curious. The cost plus fees are ridiculous. I cleaned so much last week. I didn't even get one moment to relax. Hotels are the way to go for us unless we know someone in the city we are going and they can put eyes on the property before we click the rent button. We were catfished. Oh boy. Well, we've rented an Airbnb for the beach this summer.
That's going to be fun.
It's a big family beach trip, but I'll be outside anyway. So,
well,
but that sucks. That you had that bad experience.
And oh, yeah.
Attorneys are involved.
Oh, man, now I want to know, too.
I know.
Do you have anything wacky happen this week?
Did I? No. No, I did not.
Well, I had nothing really wacky happen to me, but my child has experienced his first breakup. He had a girlfriend for 24 hours. Oh, she breaks up with
24 hours.
I know. Week later, him and I the other night are laying in bed talking, and he's like, Mama, I got to get her back.
Oh, my gosh. No.
He's like, how do I? I'm like, listen, we're the blind leading the blind. You don't want to take dating
advice. Does she have a new boyfriend?
She doesn't. She does not. But he just wants her back. And he, Mama, have you ever broke up with somebody or had somebody break up with you? I'm like,
no, never.
You, how much time do you have, Max?
You're like, nope.
He's like, it just, when you see them and you're not together anymore, it makes you feel kind of embarrassed. I'm like, it's not embarrassment that you're feeling. You're anxious because mm-hmm. you're uncomfortable mm-hmm. because you like her and you guys aren't together anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's all normal. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to feel like this forever.
Oh my gosh, forever. That's so sweet.
Fourth grade. I'm like, Max.
That is just so sweet.
So innocent. I'm like, listen, this will not be your last heartbreak. You are going to experience heartbreaks that make you cry till you throw up, make you want to quit school, make you never want to talk to that person again.
Oh my God.
Won't be able to get out of bed. Like, you will you will have heartbreaks in high school that
all those things 100%
will suck the life out of you, and mm-hmm. You don't even realize that you can live. It's just it's awful. Everything, your feelings are so big when you're a kid.
Oh, my God.
And a teenager. Sure. You feel everything. Worst. No one's ever felt this before. It's the worst. And his face, he's like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, it's going to happen. Everybody goes through it. And you will live and you'll be fine. And then you'll go to your class reunion and you'll you'll be like, oh, God. That's who almost took me out in the fourth grade. That girl.
Gosh.
I did write in my little notebook that I keep of little quirky mm-hmm. things that Max does. This little girl's name and how heartbroken Max was.
Oh, I have to look her up in 20 years.
And I told him, I was like, he's like, nobody likes me. Oh, none of the girls like me. And I'm like, Max.
How sad.
A girl will not tell you she likes you. Yes, they will. You never tell. I'm like, no little girl, no high school girl is going to walk up to a mm-mm. guy and be like, I have a crush on you. It's never going to happen.
That's sweet, hearing it through the eyes of a boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Because obviously, I grew up as a girl and never thought boys actually cared on the other end. You know what I mean?
Well, and I asked him, I'm like, so do you guys, whenever you know, they were boyfriend and girlfriend for the one day. Gee, you guys, are y'all going to sit together at lunch? Oh, no. The girls sit together and the boys sit together. I'm like, okay, well, are y'all going to play together at recess? He's like, oh, no. The girls do this and the boys, we play football. I'm like, so what are y'all doing?
It's
you don't
just
eat together. You don't play together. You don't sit with each other. It's just you're saying that this is your girlfriend, which whatever, cool. You need your space. I get it, Max.
They have a lot of space, these relationships.
So, not me wanting to fight a fourth grade little girl.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
You make my baby feel like you don't like him.
Like, who's your mother?
What in the world? I'm like, if this is a taste of what I'm in for,
oh my gosh,
junior high, middle school, high school, I need some more ulcer medication.
Ugh.
It's he was very, he's like, I got to get her back. How do I get her back?
How do I get her back?
I was like, you have to act like you don't care. Girls respond to that. If you act like, and then I'm like, not me teaching my kid to be a little shitty boy and play games. I'm like, act like you don't care. When you walk into school tomorrow, just walk up to her, say, hey, so-and-so, and just keep walking. Don't let her know she's got in your head.
I'm so invested in this story.
He's like, I don't know if I can do that. I said, well, talk to another girl. I don't want anybody but her. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. One day? one day and this is how you act. One day.
Oh, boy.
I know. My kid's going to love bomb everybody.
Oh, boy. He is. He's got a lot of love.
He's so in love with this little girl in his little fourth grade way.
That's precious.
It really is cute, but he was very snuggly and had to sleep with me and was like, Mama, I gotta get her back. I'm like, give me your notebook. Let's write her a love note.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even. I really can't.
So stay tuned for the saga of Max and the fourth grade love triangle.
I am actually really invested in this. I don't know why, but I have another message. Laura B. messaged us and said, you were talking about drowning versus a shark attack.
Yes, we were.
And she said, have you watched The Deepest Breath? I have not. She said it's about free divers, and she said she was gasping through air for air throughout. Like, I like breathing too much for that to be a hobby for me. And no, I don't even like snorkeling. I get claustrophobic underwater. I don't even like going underwater in my own pool, which annoys Samuel. I'm not a diver, period. Being underwater freaks me out. I don't like it. I said it.
I could never be a free diver.
No, absolutely not. When I snorkel, I put a noodle under my chest because I'm too paranoid about being submerged and coral being under me and me not being able to like stand up. I don't know.
So you really look like a seal.
I really am a freak of nature and I'm terrified. I'm claustrophobic, but yeah, I'm never going to be a free diver or a free faller or a free baller. Oh,
Oh, Lord. Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.